things big media won't tell you.
He's trying to undermine the media, trying to make up his own facts so that he can actually control exactly what people think. And that is the our job.
Yeah. With Michelle Marin.
Yeah, well, big media wants to try to control what you think. I'm here to tell you what they won't tell you. And I've got Don Rogers here in the studio with me to tell you what's going on and what could be transforming not only the city of Colorado Springs, but it is transforming another city here in Colorado, which is Lakewood. And it could be coming to your town, too. The homeless problem, if you're out of state, maybe you're not experiencing it the way we are here in Colorado Springs. But golly, the homeless issue. It's a topic that it can become so controversial. It's easy to objectify these people and just look at them as annoying. And, you know, you can't do that. You've got to remember, these are real people, and some of them are truly homeless and in need of some kind of help. Don was explaining, you know, we don't know the mix of what these people are, what their circumstances are, and I'm in no place to condemn these people, but this show is talking about how local government is capitalizing, or local leftist groups are capitalizing on the homeless issue and exploiting these people, whoever they are and for whatever reason they're there, exploiting them to turn our cities upside down. And if you check online, there's an article written in the DenverRight.com about Lakewood's homeless situation. I urge you to go look at this. The headline is "Huge Solar-Powered Lakewood Homeless Campus Plan Takes Next Step." What? A homeless campus plan? What does that mean? Well, there's a plan to provide housing. This is from the article. Housing and services for hundreds of people experiencing homelessness in Lakewood, Colorado. It got a crucial approval from the federal government on Tuesday, according to the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless. What? The federal government approved a homeless issue in a local municipality? What's that all about? The article says it's not a done deal, but it opens the door for low-income housing at a scale that the Denver area has rarely seen in the past. The project would begin with a temporary campus of trailers and tents for people experiencing homelessness. Eventually, it could house some 600 affordable and supportive housing units. Again, the article says, on Tuesday, the federal government approved an initial application by the nonprofit. Why is the federal government involved in this, Don? It says the city of Lakewood has almost no ability to influence or change this plan since it's happening on land owned by the federal government. Spokesperson Stacy Olton said, basically, we have no authority to regulate the future use of federally controlled land. We have no involvement in this federal decision. And what the mayor and city manager have continually been doing is conveying that the coalition and the federal government need to have an inclusive and extensive public input on the proposal. All right, this is a topic that can just go crazy. Staying compassionate toward the homeless, but let's target how they're being exploited. We're not here to solve the homeless problem on this show tonight. What Don wants to tell you about is how the left is coming in and using the federal government and trying to use local government entities to do what?
Well, actually, to push the destruction of private property rights. Now, what's happened in Lakewood is true. I mean, the federal government did give them a tentative okay, but what that came from, and what these leftist organizations are doing, they're using laws against us here. There was something in 1987 called the McKinney-Ventura Homeless Assistance Act. And it was the most ambitious federal program that Congress had ever passed to try to take care of the homeless issue. And part of that was that if the federal government has excess land, now in this case is GSA up in 59 acres in Lakewood. Now, 59 acres is big. But the original plan, what Lakewood wanted to do is buy it back. And they wanted to develop as part of the city.
So this is a 59-acre
proposal?
Yeah. In Lakewood?
Uh-huh. And they were going to – the city was going to buy it from the federal government because it was access to them. And they were going to develop it for whatever the city thought was right. But the left – these organizations came into – wants to grab this property and use Title V of this McKinney-Ventura Homeless Act to say, you can't buy this. We want it. And the law is going to give it to them. Now, the law wasn't set
the
up
federal
for the,
law.
The federal law. It wasn't
My
set
head's
up.
Spinning
it wasn't set up like for massive land grabs. Okay. It was honestly good intentions. But these folks are using this to grab 59 acres in the middle of Lakewood. And they were going to turn it into a homeless camp. Now, we just talked about how camps can't work. Okay. And if you'll notice, a part of the article that you quoted there said the tents and trailers would only stand on the site for years.
Only stand on the site for years, so they're
years.
Like little
before
shacks.
Before they build these homes and stuff and turn this into this prosperous little village, it'd be a tent city. They'll be out there forever. And again, you can't force people onto it or anything like that, but this is a land grab and a way to organize potential voters.
Have we seen this anywhere else in the United States?
Oh, you see it everywhere. Baltimore or everywhere else.
These homeless
Yeah,
campuses?
And recently, I the activists apparently have just recognized that they can use this law to do this all over the country.
Oh my goodness! Okay.
So that's happening in Lakewood. And honestly, if they win this, if they actually they've lost that 59 acres, they have they can't say what it's going to be used for or anything else. So it's going to be a little city in the city.
So what benefit does the left get by setting up this a campus on 59 acres mm-hmm. in Lakewood, or you said there's potentially 12 acres in Colorado Springs that they may try mm-hmm. to emulate the same scenario with?
Well,
what advantage does the left gain over you and me here in Colorado Springs if they were able to implement this here?
Well, it's for one, it's the community, it's make community property from private property.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So if they had sold this back to Lakewood, businesses would have bought part of it. They had done all this development and that kind of thing, so it had been private property. Here, it's community property. It
in
belongs
Lakewood.
To them. In Lakewood, belongs to them. Now, the same thing would happen in Colorado Springs if they have these homeless camps.
Oh, gosh.
So it's not – and again, this is happening all across the country. So you can see Lakewood has a big problem. Now, in Colorado Springs – you have whether it's Blackbird who wants to set these camps up, same thing, exactly the same thing that they have is the proposal here. The difference is it won't be federal land, but it would be land that could be rezoned from a government, a city council that was more favorable to that sort of thing, which is what they do in San
Got
Francisco
it.
And everywhere else. Okay?
All right, I see where you're going with
so,
this.
So it's another land, another way to land grab, but they need, in our
they
case,
need
they need city council for it.
Okay.
Now, what happens with in Lakewood and here too, if you can consolidate these people, and we already said that Together for Colorado Springs is trying to mobilize or organize the southeast part of town. If they can get a camp down there of 500 or 600 people, supposedly, guess what? They have 500 or 600 more registered voters.
It just really – it just works everything in their favor. It's a windfall.
It can be. That's why, you know, when we talk about solutions where people have to be really careful that good intentions don't turn out to be something really bad.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. And I know we're kind of going to be pressed for time, but I want to hit a couple other things,
okay.
and I want to get back to that.
All right.
Now, another group that just came into Colorado Springs is called Colorado Homes for All.
All right.
Now, that's the national organization is Homes for All, started in New York. Now, Homes for All, this is what you can find about them. Now, they just had their first meeting in Colorado Springs on the 29th of January.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, this is a national organization.
Okay.
Although it says Colorado. Here's what they are proposing for Colorado Springs, and this is right on their websites. Rent control for Colorado Springs.
Oh, no.
Rent control is the socialist alternative to private property rights.
Okay.
So if you own a house mm-hmm. and you're renting or an apartment building, the government, Colorado Springs City Council, will tell you what you can charge for it.
For anybody who wants
yes.
to rent.
And you listen to the rhetoric on this, the housing prices are out of control. They are high here.
Right.
So they're doing – this is an in for this.
Because no one with a low income can afford to live here. Therefore, so here's how their narrative goes. Because the housing prices are soaring out of control, people of low income, by default, are homeless. Now, hence, the solution is
rent
caps so that the lower income folks can come in and live.
Now, we talked about organizing as a political organization. Colorado Homes for All is going to bring the renters' rights group or program that's moving across the country to Colorado Springs. What that is they organize renters into a political group. Well, guess who they're going to be aligned with? All renters in Colorado, your rent's too high. Some of you guys might remember the New York guy, the rent's too high guy. But their rent's too high. Yeah, sure. So they're going to mobilize all
renters' rights
in Colorado Springs with their rights.
That's totally in opposition to property rights that are fundamental in
the Constitution. You're renting to somebody who now is going to have a political organization behind them that has rights and then will go to
– equal to or greater than yours.
They also believe in the community control of land. And here's what that really means. Now, this is from People's World. It's a communist organization.
Okay.
And this is what they say about community control. And that's what this land grabs are about. And they say – We have to seriously revamp our concepts of private property. Land cannot exist for speculation. It must be made a public utility. Camps in Colorado Springs, camps in
our public utility.
In Lakewood, everywhere around it. Redefining public property or private property and destroying private property rights in Colorado Springs and across the country. Now,
and
that's who these people are, and they're here. Now, they know they can't get rent control here. They know they can't do this yet.
Yet.
But why are they here? To organize with Together for Colorado Springs and Blackbird and Compassion Action to change our city council so we have have the voice. So they're here to organize. You know, the issue is never the issue, Michelle.
Right.
But the issue is always revolution.
So what you're saying is these folks are here and they've got a long-term strategy, but it's not that long-term, really. They're looking at the next city council elections.
It's pretty close, yeah.
And they're targeting city council with a very specific agenda to destroy the fundamental property rights are the core of a constitutional republic. Property rights extend from my body is my property all the way to land, to my own car, to the computer I have. And this is what they want to overturn. It's the classic, they don't want you to have anything that's yours. They want to be able to control everything. And it's all, like you said, it's all very good intentions.
It is. But the thing is, okay, is they know that we don't vote in local elections.
They do know.
That's why they're here.
Yeah.
So, what's the fix?
Action. What do we do?
Vote.
Okay.
When the city council, those votes, don't throw them away.
Okay.
Because there are outside organizations that are here to destroy Colorado Springs in any way that we can think that it should be home. This is our home.
Really serious. Because
really
once
serious.
They start doing these things, you can't undo them.
You can't undo them. You can't.
All right. So what we need to do, when is this? I actually don't live in city limits. Mm-hmm. So I'm not in tune with when the elections are. When is the next city council election?
I think the next city council is up in about a year or so.
A year. That's what
so
I'm
we
thought.
Have plenty
it's
of time.
Springtime.
But you have to mobilize. You have to be aware that these folks are out here and they're serious. This is serious business. They're not playing. This isn't politics anymore.
Right.
They're here to fundamentally transform your city, our home, into a socialist utopia.
All right. So for the next year, Don, I'm going to be bringing you into my show, and I need you to sound the alarm, give some updates on what's going on with this organization and with our city and what they're doing to flip the narrative so that we're convinced, to stay apathetic towards city council elections. And I would ask you to join me and help educate and mobilize my listeners that do live in the Colorado Springs area to engage at this level. Because as we said at the beginning of the segment, at the federal level, it's nearly a lost cause, but we have direct influence, and we have it. We have it if we would just take it, and we can stop this private property grab. And it's fundamental. We, like you said, if they start doing community control of land and rent caps, we can't go back. It's here. You can't just go bulldoze those places when you have a revolutionary awakening. All right, we're going to come back, and we're going to keep talking to Dawn. We're going to step up to the state level and what's going on at the Colorado state level election. I don't sense that things are going real well there for conservatism, but I'm going to get Dawn's take on that. And we're going to talk about that FISA memo, too, in another segment. So stay with us. We'll be right back.